Later years, I got married and left before it produced a whole lot. My dad put an orchard in, and we had apples, ground cherries, which were no better than a wild choke cherry. I thought he got took on them. It was kind of a bush, and they were little black cherries, and the wild choke cherries of that.
It was different than a choke cherry?
Yes, it had maybe just a little more meat on each, on the fruits, you know.
Well, what would you call that hard thing inside of a cherry?
The seed.
What could you make out of apples?
Well, we made jelly. Apple butter, I can remember. Every fall I made a lot of apple butter, and that's the pulp of the apple with a lot of spices in it and sugar. And then we, of course, had your pies. And they kept in our cellar for quite a while so we could have fresh apples in the wintertime.
Did you ever cook them and mash them?
Yeah, that's what you do for the apple butter.
Do they ever make apple sauce?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Peel and seed the apple and cut it in small chunks and cook it and season it. Applesauce.
Now, were there any other types of foods that your father put in the orchard?
No, he just had the apples and the ground cherries. He had different kinds of apples, but some varieties that would come on early. And they wouldn't keep in the cellar. There was some you had to make into your apple butter and applesauce.
Now, did you ever buy things for canning?
Yes, we bought peaches, pears, apricots. I remember the first fresh apricot I ever tasted was when we were working over in Ogden. It was good, nice and juicy. And they would pick them so green to ship them in here that even, you know, I didn't realize that they could get juicy. We canned them, and with the syrup, they didn't taste so bad, but
it was,
I love apricots.
The hard thing inside of a peach?
The pit.
Were there different kinds of peaches?
Yes. There's several different brands that come in here, Alberta and Clingstones. The Clingstones are the one, they're well named. That's the pit doesn't want to come out.
And the others are called, the ones that aren't Clingstones.
Alberta's is the one that I remember the most, but there are different varieties. We have.
What about, is there ever a place around here where you can go up in the woods and get these kind of fungus things that grow?
You must be thinking of mushrooms. Yes, there are.
Do you know much about that? Have you ever done much?
I have looked and looked for some of the morels, and I know they grow up here, but I have never found any.
What about the poisonous ones?
We don't have them here. I took a class on mushrooms, and there's some that could make you sick, but the poisonous ones do not grow in this area, I was told. There's a lot of people that'll tell you they're all poison. But I have found what they call puffballs that big around. Oh, really? They were just mammoth and just right, you know. And that I've never gotten back to that same area at the right time since.
Now, where was that?
This was up by Atlantic City.
I'll go up there and look on my way to Rock Springs.
Well, let's see.